This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to give it one more illustration on deliverance. It's from John, who is from Knoxville, Tennessee. Went to Farragut High School in Knoxville. He said, 3 years ago, when I was at Farragut High School, I did not have a care in the world. I was just living in the moment and enjoying everything while it lasted. One day while I was at school in gym class, a teacher approached me and said I had to go to the office. I'd never been called in the office in my school career. So he said I knew something was up. I just had a gut feeling that something was wrong. The secretary in the office said, John, you need to get home as soon as possible. Drive slowly, but you need to get home right now. That's all the secretary told him. As I pulled up to my house, there were 7 or 8 cars parked in the street, and right then I knew this was going to be a life-changing experience. Isn't that an interesting deal? He saw 8 cars. He said, I knew this was a life-changing experience, and it was. I walked in the house, and I was approached by some of my parents' good friends, and they told me what happened. They told me that my dad had a life-ending heart attack while teaching a seminar in Kentucky. He was giving a lecture to Lexington's top emergency personnel. He was 54 years old. He was in the best possible scenario to need medical care with all these emergency people around him, medical people, but they could do nothing to help. My mother and I are not the same after this event. Every single day we think of him, and I have become more mature, and my outlook on life has changed drastically. I read all of that just to read the next sentence. I want you to be careful to listen to it. Before this happened, losing my dad, all I cared about was me. And now I care about my impact on other people. Before this happened, all I cared about was me. And now I care about my impact on other people. I feel that any day can be your last. So make the best of it. This is what I believe. What a powerful message, but a powerful message about the power of God to deliver you. You know, God can use you in your grief. God can use you in your marriage problems. God can use you in your financial problems. As crazy as this sounds, to be a blessing to somebody else. And most people don't get that. We focus on our problem and the situation. We all do. I do this and you do this. And you don't realize, and I don't realize, God could be using us to minister to other people in the same situation. You say, you really believe that? Yeah, I do. I really believe that's true. I want to talk about that last verse, verse 11. As you help us by your prayers. As you help us with your prayers. Here's the Apostle Paul wanting people to pray for him. And I find that amazing. You'd say, well, didn't he have a special connection with the Lord? He did. He was commissioned by Christ himself. And yet he said, I appreciate your prayers. I've changed my thinking about something, and I'm going to tell this to you today. I think I've mentioned it once before, but I used to think that the highest office in the body of Christ was to be a servant. I would say that from the pulpit. Some of you heard me say that. Highest office in the body of Christ is to be a servant, not minister, not elder, not deacon. And I still believe that to a large extent, is to be a servant of Christ. But I've changed it just in the last few years. I'm not sure why. Do you know what I believe to be the greatest office, the highest office in the body of Christ? It's to be an intercessor, to be somebody who prays for other people. To be an intercessor, to get on your knees and pray for a son or daughter, to get on your knees and pray for your husband or wife, to get on your knees and pray for people in your family or people that you work with. It's the highest office in the body of Christ because you see, it happens to be part of the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
Well, this message continues and concludes tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.